Lena Life is back. Welcome all with this highly anticipated show with very well-known, well-established, talented, and extremely knowledgeable Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is welcome.
Thank you, Lena. Good to be here with you. I look forward to the show.
And I have to tell you that this is probably one of the most highly anticipated show, simply because we're going to talk about very sensitive and powerful issues. It's about health, and I cannot find a better theme and better concern to start the new year and have a very clear in a high level understanding about our bodies, and considering that healthcare becoming more and more expensive gift, we are tremendously thankful to you for the fact that you are here with us today with a sharply relative issues of our health and narrow this down a little bit, but not diminishing the whole big picture. We will be talking today about thyroid. We will be talking about certainly adrenals, and we will be talking about your book, The Magnesium Miracle. And I just made a somewhat group of issues, but of course we will be stretching into some dietary areas. We will be obviously talking about vitamins, and we will be talking about lifestyle and learn as much as we can from you. Now, if I can describe a little bit more about your establishment, I must say that in addition to your book, or to be more precise, the continuation would be your book. Your website is beautifully designed. Right on the first page, you can learn so much. And you're providing multi-level services, starting from telephone conversations and going into more detailed personal approach. You are, I should have said in the beginning, you're a medical doctor. You're a naturopathic doctor. You're acupuncturist. And you just encyclopedia, because reading about you and learning about your experiences, mostly important, physiological understanding of the most sensitive issues of our bodies is truly remarkable. I hope I made somewhat fair introduction and opening the window to our listeners' perception of what you have to say. So I will start from the general question. Why magnesium?
Yes, it's something I learned about in naturopathic school, of course, Lena, not in medical school. Although in medical school, when you look at the biochemistry of all the metabolic processes in the body, each step from one chemical to the next requires a vitamin or a mineral cofactor. And in 700 to 800 of those different chemical interactions, magnesium is absolutely required. So when you don't have enough magnesium, and 80% of the population, 80% of you who are listening, do not have enough magnesium, and when that happens, you don't have energy because your ATP, adenosine triphosphate, is not created, and that's our energy molecule. Your muscles cramp up. Your nerves tingle and can go numb. You can get headaches. You can get heartburn. You can get spasms anywhere in your body. The symptoms are head to foot. So when someone has all these symptoms, they're usually misdiagnosed and put on medications at which point those medications drain off more magnesium. So we're in a terrible bind here because doctors don't recognize magnesium deficiency.
I immediately wanted to discuss the question of diagnosis. And you just pointed out that it is can be very damaging because I think there are two issues. Number one is not to be diagnosed for this. And number two, even if you are diagnosed, this is not something which shows in a blood work sometimes very accurately. So I think the symptoms which you are describing need to be attended by the patient, by the person. And I think if you suggest, for example, magnesium, and we will be talking about exactly what type of a magnesium, if that is such a key point, I think in addition to the blood work, there should be some other testing, I'm guessing. What would be your suggestion and recommendation on that?
Right. I mean, it's an excellent point. What I used to say in my Magnesium Miracle book is to kind of gauge your symptoms by the 100 different ways you can become magnesium deficient. So I've written those out. Actually, I have that in a blog, and as you mentioned in my website, the first page is all my list of blogs, but people can Google the words gauging magnesium deficiency symptoms and see this whole list of 100 ways you can become magnesium deficient. And it can be because of our diet. 100 years ago, we could get 500 milligrams of magnesium from the soil, from the plants, from our diet. Now we're lucky to get 200 milligrams. I have people on 100 ounces of green drink a day, and they're still magnesium deficient, because even if your food and plants are organic, it doesn't mean the farmer's putting magnesium or minerals in general in the soil. So you can have it just because you're not getting it in the food when you think you're getting it. After surgeries, there's the anesthetics that are used that have, one of them has 6 fluoride molecules. And when these drugs have fluoride in them, they bind up magnesium irreversibly and take it out of the system. So you will have people who have a couple of surgical procedures in 1 year, and they'll say, I've just never felt well since those surgeries. They blame it on the surgery, but in my opinion, it's these fluoride molecules in inhaled anesthetics. And then you've got all the drugs, Lena. You've got Flonase, which is a nasal spray, has fluoride. Diflucan, an antifungal. Prozac. Lipitor, the cholesterol inhibitor drug. Cipro. Cipro has fluoride molecules, and it's so bad that it causes tendon rupture. And people say, oh, we don't know what's causing it, but I can tell them. If you've got a fluoride drug, you lose your magnesium, your muscles go into spasm, and they can be in such spasm that they can rip tendons. Also, the magnesium fluoride compound that's created by binding up magnesium and fluoride, it's very brittle. It's called cellate, and it deposits in collagen, cartilage, and bone. So that's going to make the tendons brittle. So there's all these reasons.
And in a second, obviously, I like to jump to the bone issue. My goodness, this is just getting more and more challenging to protect our bones, because information was quite misleading regarding the calcium. It was just solution in the calcium when really it is not, and we will learn from you in a second. But I just wanted to make one addition, especially for younger women, birth control. Learning from your book, Maybe from one of your articles, forgive me, I don't remember exactly, but the birth control indeed creates a problems for magnesium. It depletes magnesium, am I right?
Yes, it throws off the balance of several minerals. It lowers zinc and it increases copper. And that imbalance can be made worse by a magnesium deficiency. The fact that the liver has to metabolize the birth control pill puts a strain on magnesium. So, yes, women on the birth control pill, the depression itself can be caused by too much copper and not enough zinc. And the other thing that the birth control does is create yeast overgrowth. And yeast overgrowth in the intestines, the toxins can be absorbed through the gut wall, and there are 178 different yeast toxins, and two of them are alcohol and acetaldehyde. So you're actually producing alcohol. Acetaldehyde is called the hangover chemical, and that's what causes the brain fog and poor concentration in people who have yeast overgrowth.
And now let's talk about this combination, magnesium and calcium. I'm truly looking forward for your clarification of it. And I will allow myself to express something which I'm not terribly clear about, but there is a certain contradiction in terms of assimilation of magnesium and calcium. Either they helping each other or there is a certain conflict. Help us to understand what those minerals are doing together and separately.
Yes, there's a lot of mythology around calcium and magnesium. One of the myths is that we need twice the amount of calcium as we do magnesium. But what's happened there is with calcium supplementation, there are now many studies, 4 to 6 different studies, showing that women who take calcium supplementation are at higher risk for heart disease. And there's also a higher risk for gallstones, kidney stones, fibromyalgia, and breast tissue calcifications. So what's happening is women are taking these supplements, they're not absorbing them into the blood or into the bone, but they're depositing in soft tissue and causing problems. Our RDA of calcium is about 1,500 milligrams, whereas in the UK and the World Health Organization, their RDA is 600 to 700 milligrams. The magnesium issue, magnesium and calcium work together. Calcium tightens up muscles and magnesium relaxes them. So you can imagine in the heart muscle, you get the tightening contraction to push the blood out. You get the magnesium relaxing the heart to allow the blood to come back in. If you've got too much calcium, you go into sustained contraction, which is a muscle spasm, which is angina, which in the extreme sense in the heart is a heart attack. So too much calcium will actually cause heart attacks. And in our society, we've, as I said, got this myth about needing so much calcium to the point our foods are fortified. But the body knows how to take care of itself. And what it's done evolutionarily is we, as humans, grew up around oceans, and ocean water has 3 times the magnesium as it does calcium. So it meant that we were able to get a lot of magnesium, from fish and seaweed, etc., but not as much calcium. So the way the body worked it out was that it created a fail-safe of the laxative effect or diarrhea if you get too much magnesium. But because calcium was in much shorter supply, calcium was retained very strongly. And the hormone that creates that strong retention is actually vitamin D. Vitamin D is not a vitamin, it's a hormone in the way it acts. It pulls in calcium from the diet and helps it be directed toward the bones. And if you, as I said earlier, if you have too much calcium, then it just precipitates in the soft tissues and it causes constipation. So it's a huge, big topic. And, you know, what I'm finding with people who are now taking these high doses of vitamin D, one of the things that I mentioned, vitamin D pulls in calcium. Calcium and magnesium are supposed to be in kind of an equal balance. Magnesium will actually dissolve calcium in the blood and help to dissolve out calcifications. But if you get too much calcium, magnesium is overwhelmed. When you take high doses of vitamin D, you pull in more and more calcium and hold it tight in the body, and you make magnesium relatively deficient. As well, vitamin D absolutely requires high doses of magnesium in order to transform it from its supplemental or storage form into its active form. So what I started hearing, you know, along with this high-dose vitamin D business, was people telling me, look, I started taking this high-dose vitamin D. My doctor told me to. I started getting back all my magnesium deficiency symptoms. I've had people with six-week migraines, people who have seizures, people who just feel bad, even when they're in the sun. When the vitamin D from the sun comes in and their body uses up their available magnesium to metabolize it.
Incredibly interesting. And I like to, I would stay the whole show just on the magnesium, mm-hmm. but we have other issues and we want to take advantage, obviously, of your truly fantastic knowledge, understanding, and all of this hormonal changes, which we're going to speak in a few minutes when we will be touching on thyroid and adrenal glands. Mm. But still staying with the magnesium, I like to ask you to be a little bit more specific about the numbers. If, again, I understood correctly from your book, if one goes over the 1,000 of vitamin D, then it's a bit of a threat to the magnesium. But under the 1,000, it's pretty much safe?
I think it is. I mean, even the blood tests aren't that helpful, Lena, because they measure a vitamin D that's the storage vitamin D, not the active vitamin D. And you know, we have so many problems with this whole issue about vitamin D. But as long as someone is taking their magnesium, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin D should be fine for them. And I say that as a vast generalization. You know, people can individualize it, but with the vitamin D levels that are available to them, the blood tests, I tell people to just go for a low normal value. And as for magnesium, I should mention this. I've been telling people to get a magnesium RBC test. RBC stands for red blood cells. And you can actually get that on your own. You can go to a website called requesttest.com. Order your own blood test without a doctor's prescription. It's only $49. You'd pay, you know, five times that amount to go to a doctor just to get a script. And that way you can follow your blood levels. But the caveat is that the range of the sick population for this test, the level is 4.2 to 6.8 milligrams per deciliter. But what you want to be is around 6.0 to 6.5. So if your doctor would look at a test like that and see you're at 4.2 and say, oh, you're within the range, you're fine. But that's for the sick population, 80% of which are deficient. With the vitamin D levels, as I said, you know, go for low normal. See, the way we are in our society, we say, you know, if it's low, go as high as possible. But vitamin D, being a hormone, it is turned off when it's not needed. so many of us feel, and now the research is actually showing, that vitamin D and magnesium work together. And in fact, this low vitamin D that they've been finding is now associated with low magnesium. There are a couple of studies that have just come out, and it's quite gratifying to see that, you know, they're finally recognizing the balance. I mean, you know how it is, Lena. They looked at calcium for decades and said bones are all about calcium, and now it's like it's all about vitamin D. And
exactly. Sorry to jump in. You couldn't be more right. And in fact, it is so surprising to me, because any kind of an MD doctor should see that it should be number one correlation between two. Number two, they should see the specificity of the patient, what this patient predisposed to, what other problems already existing. And they just go by this very dry numbers. And they are extremely misleading and sometimes damaging. Sorry to interrupt you, but you couldn't be more right.
Right, right. And, you know, I'd advise people, I'm sure you'd be interested, the study that I'm referencing is just called Magnesium, Vitamin D Status, and Mortality. And the conclusion that, you know, you can get this online reads, our preliminary findings indicate it is possible that magnesium intake alone or its interaction with vitamin D intake may contribute to vitamin D status. Now, isn't that an incredible statement?
This is truly remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Truly remarkable. And the other thing about calcium, I don't know if you can confirm it. It goes where calcium does not need to go. So calcification is because it collects and it's almost like a calcium attracts calcium. It's
or, you know, trauma areas. It collects in your fibromyalgia tissue because of the, I think it's because of spasms because of magnesium deficiency. My diagnostics on fibromyalgia is it's a combination of yeast overgrowth, magnesium and mineral deficiency, and low thyroid.
Which you already going a little further predicting my next chapter of our program. I need to remind to our listeners, we have true privilege to speak to Dr. Carolyn Dean, who is a writer, who is a thinker. She is the medical doctor. She also knows just about everything about nutrition, but mostly important, she feels, she knows, and she can understand and help with the connections in the body. She can certainly help every individual to create this map of supplements, of food intake, and of course, minerals and vitamins, which are part of the supplements, but with a specificity, which we're addressing right now, speaking about magnesium as one of the king mineral, and how all of this dancing around with the calcium and some other elements. Carolyn, why don't you tell us the address of your website? And also before you will do that, I also wanted to ask you to repeat this very valuable information about the blood test, which we all can take advantage of.
Yes, my website is drcarolyndean.com, drcarolyndean.com. I have a free newsletter that you can sign up for, and free 4 weeks of my 2-year online wellness program. I write about this blood test quite a bit. It's at a site called requestatest.com. and you want to order the magnesium RBC test, it's only $49. The range of the values is 4.2 to 6.8, but you're looking for an optimum of 6.0 to 6.5.
And as I said before, it's very easy to orient yourself on your website, yet the information amount and just the quality of it overwhelming. I like your words, compliment now.
It's completement now. I know.
Completement now. You see, I screwed up.
Right. You know, because we want to be complete. You know, supplementing doesn't even have the right picture. I mean, you want me to talk about thyroid and adrenal. You know, a lot of integrative, alternative doctors, they think that, you know, this epidemic of thyroid deficiency means we should give a thyroid hormone, and they think it's fine because they say they'll give a natural hormone, bioidentical or desiccated thyroid or, you know, some sort of natural adrenal support. But I say that's like, hormone replacement. It's just mimicking what allopathic medicine has done. Allopathic medicine will use the synthetics, of course, but you know, the natural medicine doctors are forgetting the basis of the organs and the function of the body is the minerals. And what happens with this magnesium deficiency, which seems to be the worst mineral deficiency, and it's probably because, as I said, the magnesium is necessary in 700 to 800 different enzyme systems. The next one is zinc, which is only, I think it's about 200 enzyme systems. Calcium only is active in 80 enzyme systems. So magnesium is the most active. So when we're deficient, you know, it gives us the most grief. Well, the adrenal glands really need a lot of magnesium. And when you're deficient, the adrenaline and the cortisol, all these things go all askew. You get panic attacks. You get adrenaline rushes as the adrenal glands are trying to get their magnesium. And at the same time, the adrenals waste a lot of other minerals. They're wasting sodium, zinc, copper, manganese, all the necessary minerals. And what's happened with the adrenal glands in the midst of all this horrible stress we're under, medicine says stop eating salt. So nobody's getting any sodium. Of course, table salt is just sodium chloride, and that's not very good for us at all. What we want is sea salt with the 72 different minerals. So the first thing I tell people for adrenal weakness is to, well, first thing I do, Lena, is tell them to get some rest. I mean, it's mostly women who are, they have kids, they have a partner, they have a job, and they're trying to do it all, and they're just burning themselves out. But anyway, with the sea salt, I recommend a quarter teaspoon of sea salt in every pint of drinking water. And the amount of water a day I tell people to look at getting is half your body weight in ounces of water. When your adrenal glands are under stress, they'll put stress on your thyroid. And what happens with the thyroid is it starts to weaken, especially in women after the second childbirth or miscarriage. The thyroid is really run down. And, you know, that's especially because we just aren't getting our iodine. But even when allopathic or alternative doctors say to take some kelp or some iodine, they're forgetting the five other minerals that are necessary for the thyroid. And that's selenium, manganese, molybdenum, zinc, and magnesium is in there as well. So I recently blogged this exactly what I'm saying here. It's a blog that people can just Google. It's probably still on the opening pages here. And it's just called Balancing Adrenals and Thyroid, December 28th. And I'm just trying to dispel this myth that, you know, now that even allopathic doctors are picking up on this low thyroid tendency and adrenal stress, they're going toward the wrong treatment by saying, oh, yes, you have to be put on hormones, and totally forgetting the underlying mineral structure.
This is so incredibly interesting, because you do connect adrenals with the thyroid. I just wanted to emphasize thing about thyroid. You're probably one of a very, literally very few doctors who truly separate certain issues and not simplifying this treatment of thyroid. I call, frankly, thyroid as a ruler of the world, because this tiny little thing can do so much damage, bring so much misery, from depression to the palpitations, I think even panic attacks. It's such a sensitive and powerful hormone. And I'm so glad and so grateful that you put this into a very rich and, I would say, wealthy family of minerals. It's not just the iodine. And we are learning, actually, just reading your website, that thyroid needs to be attended with a group of minerals. And that myth that salt is out is one of the most damaging myths. Just like everyone was taking suddenly a lot of calcium, suddenly there is no salt. And thank you for clarifying the fact that salt needs to be a certain quality. And of course, seaweeds with some organic kelp or some other combinations of a seaweed also, I think, can be a happy accompaniment to that. If I can tell a little joke about this thyroid, someone said, I have a thyroid disease, don't be jealous. So I wanted to ask you a few questions about this thyroid. Let's talk about a little bit of the dynamic and change of the function thyroid with age. With the women, it's slowing down a little bit. And is it the same thing with men?
Yes, but not to the extent of women. See, one of the things you'll be very interested in is that when your thyroid is sluggish, your temperature will drop. Even a half a degree is an important drop in the body, because a lot of our enzymes work on a certain temperature basis. If your temperature is a degree or more below, then yeast will overgrow. Yeast like a lower temperature. So, in fact, a lot of this yeast or candida overgrowth in the body accompanies a low thyroid. And until you balance the thyroid, then you're not going to be able to deal with the yeast. So, you know, you see how intricate everything is in terms of changing with age. Well, what it is, you know, with women, it's having children or taking a lot of medications will put a stress on their other hormones, and then those hormones will put a stress on the thyroid. You've got yeast toxins that block the thyroid. You've got mercury in our dental fillings, and mercury will block receptor sites in our hormones. So it's like we've been hearing all along, you know, the imbalance in our diet, the toxicity, but still, I don't think it's something that's so bad that we cannot overcome it. That's why I try to write blogs like this, Bouncing Adrenals and Thyroid. You know, we can do some detoxification. I recommend Epsom salt baths. I mean, that alone with the Epsom salts, which is a magnesium sulfate, the magnesium will get into the body, your body will release toxins, and, you know, you'll start feeling better. There are simple things we can do, and actually I should mention that I've written a book on the multiple minerals that are required for the thyroid and the adrenals, and another book on magnesium that are free to people. They can go to another website called rnadrops.com, and under the knowledge base, it says free ebook, and there are two books there because, you know, there's just so much information here. Like you said, we could, you know, one topic we could spend an hour on, but I know your listeners are very interested in doing their own research, so I'll just, as I said, refer them to those books at rnadrops.com.
No wonder Dr. Mercola enjoyed so much interview with you. You just have all this tremendous knowledge. And also, it's something which I found very engaging. It's not just rules or regulations or laws. I have a feeling that you're talking about live body, about physiological laws, not just what was established by some kind of regulations. And I need to also congratulate you with this wonderful endorsement of Dr. Sinatra, of your book. And indeed, thank you for mentioning your other books. And I like to repeat the name of them because this is all available. It's Invisible Minerals. It's a healthy healthy kids book, a cookbook, which I like to ask you just a couple of questions. Also, it's a self-care for life. I just browsed and I found this very, very helpful, very specific, and you can find your own individual answers. And of course, Magnesium Miracle. I like to go into one question regarding the test for the thyroid. Do you believe in checking your temperature first thing in the morning before you're getting up?
Yes, that is the way to really know if the thyroid is low. But, you know, what I find is when people do take a combination of the thyroid minerals, their temperature will increase. Even just taking magnesium, you know, for the short term can increase your temperature. So it's amazing how much it is linked to, you know, the minerals again. But keeping track of your temperature, even just, I mean, I'm always kind of feeling my hands and my feet myself because before I went on minerals for my thyroid, I was on Armour Thyroid. And then after about 6 weeks, I found that I didn't need my Armour Thyroid anymore because my thyroid had reestablished itself.
Yes, and I think you talk about this on one of your information right on the first page. I think you give this impression. Mm-hmm. I was quite surprised to learn that adrenal glands have 50 hormones. They produce 50 hormones. No wonder they're so sensitive. No wonder we feel them. And mm-hmm. What's so astonishing is that we cannot really touch. Yes, we can touch and feel our thyroid. It's a very small gland, but we cannot feel our adrenal gland, mm-hmm. which are located very much above of kidneys, but mm-hmm. they are so incredibly sensitive. Are there any correlation between, let's say, caffeine or some people like to have a lot of green teas? and this adrenal perhaps negative side effect from the caffeine.
Right, the caffeine in coffee and in green tea, because most green tea is still caffeinated, it just revs up your metabolism. It does stimulate the adrenals. That's why people feel a rush when they drink coffee. But very sensitive people, especially magnesium deficient people, it'll show up in the heart. You know, the heart will start racing a bit. You do feel a bit warm when you drink coffee and all. It's just gearing up your metabolism. But see, that's just setting yourself up for a crash later on. But I've had many people with chronic fatigue tell me, well, they just can't start their day without a little coffee. But then, you know, when they get on magnesium and multiple minerals, but you see, Lena, this is another point that I've come to. I mean, I've been at this, you know, researching, reading, and into health for 45 years, and it's about bioavailability. It would be wonderful if we could have all our vitamins and minerals from plants. That's the most bioavailable way to get it. But if a farmer does not put minerals like rock dust in his or her soil, then they're just not going to be in the plants. And the way the plants are geared is the plant rootlets, R-O-O-T-L-E-T-S, the little tiny thread-like rootlets, they will only allow a picometer-size mineral to be absorbed into the roots and into the plant. In the body, in the human body, the cell's mineral ion channels are picometer in size. So it's a perfect setup. The minerals from plants are the size that the cells want to absorb. So in my research, you know, I was looking for something of that nature. And in my personal experience with magnesium, I would get the laxative effect when I would take any pills or powders of magnesium. My intestines just couldn't tolerate it. But when you find a picometer size mineral of magnesium, then it goes straight into the cells, no laxative effect. I have people who've been on IV magnesium for 7 years because they're so magnesium deficient, but their bowels can't handle any oral magnesium. I have them switch to a picometer-sized magnesium, and their blood levels are higher than when they were on IV magnesium.
And we can get that magnesium from your website, am I correct?
Yes, I don't want to mention product names, but yes, the information is on my website on the sidebar. Thank you.
Okay. Actually, besides this, I would urge anyone to go to just to have a tour and to have a journey from literally first information to the last information, because it is just a whole world. If not a solution, but a direction, some answers to painful questions, to some stubborn problems. I certainly learn a lot, and I will continue to do so. I like to ask you a few questions, perhaps out of your curiosity, because we are graduating with our time, and even though we just learn a little drop of information, yet I feel already in a different place. And I'm sure every listener who truly was engaged and paid attention to what you were saying, in a different level, much more equipped with the knowledge, and I'm sure developed and energized with the curiosity to go further with your website, and then hopefully with the books, especially this Miracle Magnesium. Mm-hmm. Can I ask, what is the secret of your knowledge? Where have you been studying, and who is Dr. Carolyn Dean?
Well, I started reading health books when I was 17, 18 years old. I was just intrigued by them. Back then, a long time ago, I could read all the books. You know, there were just Adele Davis, Pavoy Rolla, you know, there weren't that many. And I just read everything I could get my hands on. I was very curious. And when people wouldn't listen to me, when I tell them, oh, you should do this, you should do that. I was in honors biology, genetics, and I just happened to be in pre-med classes, and all the kids around me were getting into medical school. So I said, oh, my gosh, I know more than they'll ever know. So I just I switched over to medicine, got in the next semester. During my internship, I started my naturopathic training, and I think a lot of my information comes from my patients and now my telephone clients. They ask the best questions. I do my research, and I've always had enormous common sense, and I just put things together. And when something doesn't feel right to me, I look at why, and then I just find the common sense solution. So it really is about common sense. You know, when, Lena, people will say, well, you know, I've heard you're not allowed to take calcium and magnesium together. They interfere with each other. And I said, well, then why did God put calcium and magnesium together in collard greens? You know, that doesn't make sense. So I'm always poking holes in science and, you know, poking holes even at the naturopaths, if they're doing supplement prescriptions to their patients, just like doctors are doing drug prescriptions and not talking about diet and the basics, I get annoyed with them. I say they're being green allopaths and just selling people supplements, and it's got to be the whole picture of diet, lifestyle, attitude, and then use products that are bioavailable and that work. I get people on 80 pills a day of all the vitamins and minerals and all the esoteric things you can imagine, and they have digestive problems because they can't digest all the binders and fillers and all these pills. You know, we're at a very strange point in medicine, and one of the very strange things that I've been working on is something called RNA drops. It's a fermented barley. The recipe, you know, comes peripherally from the Bible. I have people. I was making a water purifier with this formula, and it turned out to one of the side products was these RNA drops. And we have people regrowing their hearts, getting rid of nerve damage, getting rid of enormous chronic diseases, animals and babies being given it who are you know, not having any placebo effect but having remarkable results. You know, I'm at a stage in my life and career where I'm ready for miracles, and they are happening.
Carolyn, it is truly impossible to finish this program. I feel so frustrated. And in music, we call it as a second development. I'm certainly ready for that. And if you will be inclined, your time, your disposition will be inspired, we will invite you again.
Absolutely. I'd love to. I'd love to. I like your curiosity and willingness to delve, because, I mean, you know yourself, everybody is so frustrated, and, you know, we all feel that, you know, chaos is upon us, but it really isn't. You know, there are things out there that are marvelous and amazing, and we can dwell on those just as easily as we can dwell on the horror. The more I dwell on the marvelous and miracles and the amazing, the more that becomes my life. So that's, yeah, I'd love to talk more about this this whole RNA drops, and people can go to the RNAdrops.com website and look at our testimonials. It's just incredible, the possibility. And that happens, you know, in life and in the world. You know, when we think the worst is upon us, then the best is right around the corner.
And we're more than ready for this new stratosphere with you. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to tell you that your title, The Doctor of the Future, is totally overly justified. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to thank you so much. It goes beyond even information. Curiosity is just touching the surface of your expertise, and you providing so many more services. You mentioned telephone consultation and just a very innovative human approach, which is available, is so noble, so admirable. So again, thank you so much. I'm wishing you just a fantastic, prosperous year. We certainly will be in touch. And I just wanted to conclude with asking Dr. Carolyn Dean to tell us again how to find you and the address of your website.
Yes, one that I didn't give out. It's our nonprofit, nutritionalmagnesium.org. nutritionalmagnesium.org. There's another basic magnesium book there for free that I wrote. I do have a radio show every Monday on achieveradio.com at 4 p.m. Pacific time, and my main website is drcarolyndean.com. And my products are at rnadrops.com. So
well,
I have a lot going on. Thank you,
yes,
Lena.
Yes, certainly. And we do too. Maybe we will exchange with our websites, I would say Symphonic Development and Human Life. And we will certainly make sure that on the East Coast, as many people as possible will be aware and take advantage of your just a golden, fantastic knowledge. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night and aloha.
Aloha to you. And to conclude our program, I wanted to shift into BBS, who I hope also became healthier as a result of this program. Those two handsome brothers hardly need any kind of additional lift of life. But I just wanted to thank them again and in advance for the new year, to wish them well, to wish them again wonderful stamina for all our temperamental moves, and thank them warmly. From Lena Life, our staff, and all our listeners. Until next week, that was Lena Life.